George Martin left EMI in 1965 to form Associated Independent Recording, AIR, with some fellow British major label veterans. While the Beatles kept him busy, he found time nonetheless to slip away from White Album sessions to produce an album with songwriters Rod Edwards and Roger Hand, Edwards Hand.
I took a rose from a little man who tries to be so glad. I took a smile from a little girl who tried to make me sad. And I still believe that everything turns out fine. Yes, I still believe that you are going to stay.
This unlikely record was touted as the first new group to be produced by George Martin, the man who discovered the Beatles. When the Beatles did break up, Martin was free to pursue other projects. As a freelance producer working in London, Hollywood, and AIR studios on the Caribbean island of Montserrat, George Martin tackled assignments like Ringo's first solo album, a collection of old standards called Sentimental Journey.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
Or the American rock band featuring former members of the Blues Project called Sea Train.
Take a message to the sailors, take a message to the farm, take a message from your children.
Or the Paul Winter Consort, the album Icarus. He brought his scrupulous ear to whatever he produced. English rock band Stackridge.
Spats and gollywogs, outlandish acrobats beside a jumble sail in the wind. The bouncing dickybats are really lost for what's the call.
Mahavishnu, John McLaughlin's Apocalypse. He hooked up with Americans living in England who called themselves America and launched a 7-album association.
That waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the tropic of Sir Galahad.
And Paul McCartney still wouldn't face a string section without George Martin. They re-teamed for the James Bond theme, Live and Let Die.
Say, live and let die.
We'll be right back.
used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and die, say live and let die.
Martin presided over the 1975 Jeff Beck solo album, Blow by Blow, which included one of the guitarist's real masterpieces, an instrumental version of Stevie Wonder's 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers. beautifully produced by George Martin. Guitarist Jeff Beck from his album Blow by Blow, 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers. Martin did an Eagles-styled album with a group of rock band veterans calling themselves American Flyer.
And it was such a beautiful feeling. It was such a beautiful day. And you are such, you're such a wonderful woman. And you have such.
He cut songwriter Jimmy Webb, The Highway.
I'll fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will still remain. I'll be back again.
Neil Sedaka, A Song.
Making melodies, personal friends of mine. Clumsy hands caress the keys with the song of my own design. A song that will hurry my worries away.
Martin supervised the soundtrack to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the 1978 box office flop starring the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton. He tried his touch with American hard rockers Cheap Trick.
Well, I can't stop the music. I could stop it before. Now I don't wanna hear it. Don't wanna hear it no more. No more.
and he came back to do a couple of solo albums with McCartney. In 10 years of freelance productions after the end of his run behind the glass with the Beatles, George Martin may have made some polished, fastidious recordings, but he had not brushed up against any of the greatness that had been a routine part of his work with the Beatles. Increasingly, George Martin is brought out for almost ceremonial productions, such as the all-star revival of Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood, or the Broadway cast album of Tommy. Most notably, perhaps, on the occasion of the re-recording of Candle in the Wind by Elton John for Princess Diana's funeral in 1997, the biggest selling single in English history.
Goodbye, England's Rose. Candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Return. George Martin makes his farewell recording